The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a
good morning, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and I want to welcome everybody to the Prosperity Hour as we do our recording of our show that airs on the weekend. And today's show is called The Need for Guaranteed Income Generators. I think last week, I'm not sure if it airs this week or last week, but I did a show and we talked about the different income riders, like the use it or lose it or the pension-like income riders. And so I want to kind of segue into this subject so that people understand the importance of what we're talking about so people can comprehend what their options are. And so I think this is a very important show that we're talking about. And one of the big problems that happens to a lot of folks is that they look at the market and they live and die. And then what I'm talking about from a retirement standpoint, they live and die based on the return of the market. Now, if you look, and Steve, you can probably put this up if we put the Yahoo on there, but if you look at the last 3 to 4 months, the market's steadily going down. We predicted this, and I'm predicting that it's probably going to continue to do this. And what's happening is people are watching their gains erode. They're being told, okay, we'll go into bonds, stick the money into bonds, but they have no guaranteed income. And if the bear market that we appear to be going in is 25% longer than a bull market, we had a 12-year bull run, okay? So that means that the bear market could last 16 years. How does that bode for you if you're 60 or 65 or 70 years old? These are questions you have to ask yourself. So the mistake that people are making is they're not putting their money in the guaranteed income generator. And we use one that has a chassis of what I call a pension-like income or an inflation-friendly increasing income. And it's very, very important. So let me give you a scenario, folks. If I've got $500,000, the market goes down 50%. I've got $250,000. If I need income at 65, I'm in bad shape. So a portion, if not all, could go into that guaranteed income generator that says, okay, I want us to take income at 65. So let's use an example. If I've got $500,000 and I want to take 25% starting at 65, and let's say I take Social Security a year early, all right, I'm getting $25,000 a year. Let's say that me and my wife's Social Security is $40,000. I can retire at $65,000 a year, let the account still get some growth, and have the option of triggering lifetime income. And depending on which account you use that we have to offer, we could add anywhere from 20 to 35% into your account. That's huge right now. So if somebody puts in $500,000 and we add a 20%, they've got $600,000 right away, which gives them a cushion for income. They have the option of triggering lifetime income that can increase potentially based on the return. And, you know, there's gimmicks out there, folks. You got to be careful of the gimmicks. We also have another strategy that if they need that guaranteed upgrowth, regardless of the market, they don't want to play the market because they think it's going to be negative. We got an account that'll add 7% that'll be credited per year, guaranteed, for the next 10 years that they can trigger income from a guaranteed account. So, for instance, if you do it that way, the $500,000 could grow to $600,000, but in 10 years, that $500,000 income side of it could grow to $1 million. Which means I could draw income from $1 million that I can't outlive for me and my spouse. So we're going to expound on this and talk about the importance of it. And I'm also a big believer that if you can take the option of having increasing income, you're better off for that. So, folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. That's 1-800-440-0434. Or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. We are on air every weekend in Sarasota, Florida, in Greenville, South Carolina, Seneca, Spartanburg, some places in Charlotte, and in Toccoa, Georgia. And also, we are on television, and so we're doing a lot of things on WSPA Channel 7. We've been on Your Carolina a couple of times a month. And, folks, I believe this is a crucial hour with what is pending and lying ahead. And I want to correlate that as to why having that guaranteed income generator is crucial. It is crucial. So, folks, stay tuned as we continue our show today. Again, reach us at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Attention retirees, you have a 401k, you need income from it soon, or you want to start taking income at 65. What happens if the market takes a big correction and you need to start taking income soon? What happens to your income? Let me show you a solution of how you can have that guaranteed income that will create a pension-like income for you and your spouse that can potentially increase and you can't outlive. Call us at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. So, Steve, you kind of heard my monologue there, and I really believe it's an important subject that we're talking about, because I really believe, and we're going to talk about why, I believe that some things are coming down. You know, I hate to be negative. I want to tell you that up front. I'm not trying to perpetuate negativity, but I don't see anything that's being done in Washington that is alleviating this impending sense of not doom, but at least problems coming up on the horizon very, very shortly.
Yeah, there's nothing that says, you know, if you read the press, that we had the Inflation Reduction Act, that certainly felt good. It sounded good. But as we know, when you dig into the root of it, there is nothing that's there that's inflationary reduction. If anything, it's going to create more inflation because they printed more money. So you don't know what to believe, first off. But second off, as you said, there's nothing that says that they're doing anything that is going to make it where, the situation is going to be better. So, in light of the topic or the title today, it is so important to have, you know, some kind of guaranteed income or some kind of guarantees so that you know what you know. And by the way, just for the record, we're not talking about, you know, there are some politicians that are talking about guaranteed income from the government. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be beholden to the government for my guaranteed income. I want to be beholden to, you know, my resources and what I've done. So,
well,
different topic.
We were talking about that article. I don't know if you have that article. You want to read some of the excerpts of it, because that's exactly what's going on. They're trying to create a segment of our society that's going to be wholly dependent on the government. So maybe we can read it next segment. We got about 2 minutes left in this segment. But
sure.
I want to bring up a couple of things. I had a talk yesterday with a car dealer. He said, Greg, we expect a major tire shortage in the next 3 months.
Right.
He says, we can't get parts. Makes us look bad. So, folks, this is very intentional in my mind. So that means you better get your tires now. You better get them now.
I know we're tight on time, but can I just point out the what time of year we're in? Like, we are, we're closing in on an election cycle, and you and I both said things are going to look really so much better moving into the election cycle, and then wait what happens afterwards.
Yeah. Yep. And they're actually not much better. They think it's much better because they're trying to create something positive to say.
Yeah.
But look at what the market's doing.
That's actually exactly. No, it feels better. That was my point, is it feels better. But
right,
really
right. Well, you know, we got to just go by feelings. Perception is reality.
Yep.
Folks, listen, this is really serious. If you've got a 401k, you've got an IRA right now, you've got a nest egg of money, and you're not taking some defensive measures, And I believe that there's two important strategies. And if you can call us at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com, we can help. And we'll show you strategies that are strong and that can guarantee that income, that guaranteed income generator, so that if something goes wrong, you've got the income to sustain you and your family. This is truly, truly important, folks. Look, give us a call again at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com, and we'll be glad to have any of our team help you. Stay tuned.
This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. If you'd like to tune into the Prosperity Hour, where we talk about Social Security, pension-like income, and protecting your money from a market loss or volatility, we are on Mondays and Fridays at 5 a.m., Saturdays at 7 a.m., Sundays at noon and 10 p.m., and for you night owls, we're on Sunday and Monday morning at 2 a.m., where you can learn about all these strategies, where you could even add double digits to your account. Give us a call at 800-440-0434 or visit mymoneyissafe.com.
Greggy, do you love Jesus?
Uh-huh.
Greggy, do you have Jesus in your heart?
Yeah.
Well, did you know the Bible says you must become like a little child to enter the kingdom of God? Greggy, do you believe?
I believe. Help thou my
Welcome back, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and the song that you heard was a song written by Bill Gaither called I Believe, and that was my son Greg, my oldest son Greg, who was 2.5 years old when he recorded that, and my late wife Marie, and it basically says that you have to have faith like a child to enter into the kingdom of God. So true. Right now, we need to have childlike faith to keep up with everything that's going on and all of the changes. Steve, I heard from a friend, from an intel standpoint, that something's going down this weekend. I have no idea if that's going to happen. But my recommendation, in fact, we're gonna have a prayer meeting at the office on Thursday, is that we pray, that we really need to pray right now for our nation. And I believe it's crucial. We need a lot of prayer. What's going on? There's a certain governor from a left-wing state that is putting billboards up promoting abortion. You know that he's the source, and he's using his campaign money to fund this in other states. So. And here's another thing that I heard, that Russia is getting reserves out to deal with Ukraine. They're bucking up reserves, and that they are bringing in North Korean and Chinese soldiers to help them.
Wow.
If that's true, what did I mention? Remember what I said? Do you remember what I said, what got us out of the Depression?
Well, war.
War.
I mean, every time war does. There's
and
no
so
doubt.
It looks like people are preparing for it. North Korea is getting emboldened again. You know, it's just pure insanity. And we were normally known as the leader of the free world. And I hope that this continues, you know, in a positive way, but we better prepare. But Steve, we talked about this guaranteed income that the government's trying to promote. Do you want to read a segment of that article? And again, folks, just to know, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. We are also on YouTube, and you can go on our website and listen to some YouTube videos and things of that nature, okay? So go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so this was in the New York Post, actually, September 20th, 2022 at 3:58, article by Betsy McKinney, I guess. I can't really pronounce her name. But anyway, The title of the article is Democrats Push for Guaranteed Income is a Slap in the Face to Working People. That was the title. Don't get mad at me for making the statement. I'm just reading the title, although I do agree with it. But basically, you know, the article just says that Democratic politicians across the United States are pushing for guaranteed monthly income handouts to the poor. No strings attached, no work required. Taxpayers foot the bill. That's what people need to hear. Taxpayers foot the bill. I don't think that, you know, most caring and most people that have a heart don't have a problem helping people when they are in need. That Jesus taught us to do that and, you know, to have compassion and all that. But there's a difference between a hand up and a hand out. And this is clearly a handout. This is something that you know, people aren't required to do anything for. And even more so, what happens is the taxpayers are going to foot the bill. Folks, if you're not paying attention to stuff like this, you really need to, because it definitely affects you. And this is a different kind of guaranteed income than what we are talking about, which is exactly why you need to insulate yourself as best as you possibly can, because this does nothing but create more tax bill, more issues and more concerns for you and, you know, your accountant.
Steve, you're absolutely right. See, right now, our government, our current government, is pushing for guaranteed income. There's 7 states that basically these businesses that have been closed down or hotels that are empty, they're going to move people in there. They're going to have housing. They're going to have, you know, and basically you're creating a pseudo Soviet style goulash, if you will.
Yep.
Gulag. And this is what's going on. Well, it's like goulash. I mean, everything that's going on.
It's, you know, human goulash.
Human goulash.
It just doesn't taste good.
Right. And this is crazy. This is what's going on. This is what's being perpetuated. So we were talking about it on the last segment, is the fact that you can't get tires. There's food issues. Now they're talking about rationing electricity. Heat may be a problem. I would venture to say this appears to be the price of globalism, but we won't go there. So I want to read an article that was written July 26 by Wayne Duggan of U.S. News. All right. And it says, will the stock market crash in 2022? 7 risk factors. The S&P 500 is already down 18% from its early highs in early 2022. But while the first half of the year has been a bumpy ride for investors, 2022 S&P 500 pullback is still a far cry from the blue chips index 34% crash in February, March of 2020, or its early 50% crash of the financial crisis in 2008-2009. Periodic pullbacks and cyclical downturns are a perfectly normal part of a healthy market. Wow, what a spin. Still, the 2022 market's weakness up to this point has investors concerned that the next big move for the stock market could take prices even lower. That article was written on July 26 of 2022. And it said, so I'm reading back because people need to remember history. Inflation has been enemy number one for investors, shoppers, and the Federal Reserve in 2022. The most recent monthly consumer price index revealed 9.1 inflation compared with a year ago, the largest year-over-year increase since 1981. Fed Chair Jerome Powell recently told Congress that the Fed is strongly committed to getting inflation under control, a commitment it demonstrated in June by implementing its first 75 basis point interest rate since 1994. So here's what I want to say, looking back at this article. How well has that strategy been working? And are we causing more inflation by raising the interest rates? What's happening to mortgages? So basically what's happening is the government is throwing cold water on the economy. And guess who's getting hurt, Steve? The middle class.
Oh, yeah.
Ultra-rich can afford it. They don't like it, but they can afford it. But the middle class is getting devastated. The poor class is getting handouts. So the middle class is being squeezed, but we got somebody in there saying the middle class is, you know, is benefiting from all of this and how the previous administration's tax cuts were affecting the middle class. Well, I'm just telling you right now, this guaranteed income generator, I believe, is crucial. Because if the market does what I think it's going to do, people are going to be devastated. And I don't think what lies ahead is positive right now. So we got to take a defensive approach. Now, we've got accounts that can produce really well. One of the factors is the annual reset. So if I'm right, the market crashes and it starts going back up in a couple of years, then your accounts can grow at a very high rate. I have one more prediction I want to throw and let you comment, Steve. It would not surprise me for the Fed to back up on the rate, drop it, or do it like 25 basis points to try to create a little short-term stimulation to the market. We had talked about that. I think it's possible. But if he puts the pedal to the metal and does this, I think you're going to start seeing the stocks tank. And that's why folks need to give us a call at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Go ahead, Steve.
Not that your statement needs it, but let me add some credibility to that. So if you've been paying attention to the price of gas over the last few months, boy, they are just bragging all over the place about how, man, the price of gas is consistently going down. Every week it's going down. And it is. And you know, but what did they blame the price of gas on in the beginning? The price of gas what they blamed it on was the Ukrainian Russian war.
I was going to say Trump.
Him. But they were blaming it on the war. And the last time I checked, they're still fighting. Nothing has changed.
Right.
So, you know, if you pay attention to what's going on, there has to be another reason why the price of gas is going down. And it goes back to what we said a few weeks ago, and I even think a couple of months ago, is watch when we get into the fall, because as we get closer to, you know, the election season, you're going to see those in power try to do everything they can to make it feel good for a short period of time. Give the economy a shot in the arm, give it a little adrenaline push so that everything looks good, everything's sunshine and lollipops. And if you look at it, Biden's approval numbers, surprisingly, have actually gone up as a result of that. Because, wow, you know, we're not paying over $4 a gallon anymore. We're paying, I just saw yesterday, $2.97. And we're back in the twos again. It's great. Everything's great.
Hey, Steve, we should have full confidence in the pollsters.
Oh, absolutely. And
I think we should have full confidence in whatever they say they believe in. And just ask them to fact check themselves, and you'll find that it's all true. Every right. single word of it is true. Okay.
It shouldn't be called pollsters. It should be called jokesters.
I have something else that I would say with stirs, you know, like starts with a G. But anyway.
We'll just leave that right there.
We'll leave it right there. Yeah. Yeah. So look, here's the thing. Guaranteed income, government intervention. We've opened Pandora's box, and we've opened and let the monster out. We've let Frankenstein out. And Dr. Frankenstein could be in big trouble. And so we need to take defensive measures. And I'm going to tell you that bonds, in my opinion, is the last place I'm putting my money in, because, yeah, rates are going up, but that's going to hurt the bonds. We can let the insurance companies take the bond risk for our clients and come way ahead. I mean, we've got a potential where a client can make 9 or 10% on their account. That's not a guarantee. That's potential. Okay, so that means if the market goes down and it starts coming up, they can recapture the gain. Just like we have a chart, Steve, that shows how our clients went ahead of the people that were playing catch up. It took 5 years for people to catch up from 2008. I think it may take 10 to 12 years or more to catch up from this correction that's coming. Folks, give us a call at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. And we'll be glad to help. Any of our team can help you in Seneca, Sarasota, Greenville, Spartanburg. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a 401k right now and you are worried that it's going to turn into a 201k? You know, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to make a point, folks. Stop watching your money go down. There are things you can do about it to guarantee your income. I can show you how to add double or up to triple digits to your retirement account now. If you think that's important, call us at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and this is the Prosperity Hour, where we are talking about the need for guaranteed income generators. We're talking about some of the problems that we are seeing right now in the economy and what lies ahead. And I believe people need to be very, very cautious. They need to protect their accounts. And so this is something that you need to do right now. And I believe that the people that don't are going to be in trouble. I really do. And that's a problem. But we need to protect ourselves. So
we do.
What do you think, Steve?
I just wanted to throw out, I know this is kind of taking a little bit of a left turn, but I don't want to take too much time and tell the story, but I ran into somebody this past week in a very random place that listens to our show all the time. And I wanted to thank our listeners for listening and for heeding the advice that you know, that we throw out and our opinions and whatnot. But, you know, we're doing workshops a lot lately, seminars in different places. And it's actually very telling. A lot of people are listening to what we are saying, and they're very concerned about the market, as everybody should be. Because, you know, our seminars have actually sold out. We have a waiting list now for people to get in. And when I say sold out, we don't charge for people to come. But it feels great to know that we're making a difference in people's lives and protecting their income. It really does.
Steve, it does. You know, I'm proud to say that not one of our clients that followed our safe money strategy lost a penny in 2008.
That's right. That's right.
And they are obviously some of our happiest clients. And I know that the clients that were complaining last year, a lot of the returns were really low because the market's been south, but they didn't lose a dime.
That's right.
And you know, when people can see the value of what we do, when the market does what it appears it's going to do right now.
Absolutely. You know, I met with somebody, a client the other day, and we were going over his portfolio and stuff, and we've been talking about guaranteed income, and I think this is a really, really important point that people need to understand. We say it, maybe if I say it a different way, it'll resonate a little more. But as we were going through and I was showing him, you know, as your account does better, your income actually can increase,
Is great. Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is a great hedge against, inflation. And so, you know, we were talking about it, and he said, so I'm not sure I understand exactly, you know, what happens when it goes up. Like, does it go back down or what? I said, no. What you need to understand is when your income increases, that's your new watermark. That's your new bottom line. So the market can actually, you know, go to zero and you're still guaranteed to have that new high watermark. That's a really powerful thing. The only guarantee in this thing is that you can't go backwards. You know, your watermark is your watermark. I mean, that's a really, in this environment, unbelievably powerful.
Well, and so this is why we're talking about guaranteed income generators, right?
Yep.
I like the ones that give the clients the increasing income option. But let's say somebody's in a situation and they just feel like there's not going to be a lot of growth. You know, you can get 7%, you can get 8% that's being credited for income. Now, it is a use it or lose it style income rider, but the reality, if people need income, they need income. So we can formulate those type of plans to guarantee their income. And that's big. And then also with the caps being higher, as interest rates are rising, the clients can make more money on these accounts. So it's crucial that people consider what we're talking about right now. You know, Steve, I look at what's going on. I look at the market and to see what's going on, right? And it's scary when you see, you know, what people are doing, what we're witnessing right now. And so it's crazy to me when you see all of this.
You know, we talked about actually in between one of the segments earlier about inflation. And I know I've mentioned it on the show before, but I want people to, you know, if you're doing your homework and you're looking, look up the definition of inflation. It is, you know, too many dollars chasing too few goods. And, you know, the situation where we're printing more money, and you just talked about, you know, earlier about tires. We talked about cranberries in the off segment. You know, there's a whole lot of different issues still that exist in the supply chain. We've seen where baby formula and all kinds of stuff are hard to get. Folks, if you're not paying attention, you need to start, because There's a lot of telltale signs that are saying, you know, we're just on the cusp of a lot of crazy things. And like you said, I hate to be that guy. I don't want to be the one that's crying about, you know, hey, the storm is coming, but somebody needs to, because people need to be awake and need to be, you know, ready for the storm when it hits.
Steve, we've got accounts that can add anywhere from 10 to 36% into people's retirement accounts. Mm-hmm. How big is that if we are heading into a major correction? I'm reading some articles right now. The Dow's up 175 as they're waiting. So they're trying to nudge the feds. Here's what Powell said. He said the Fed will hurt some Americans no matter what it does. Wow. I wonder what he's saying, Steve.
Hmm.
We need somebody to tell us what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
Article, Biden to replace the U.S. dollar. Jeffrey Gundlach says bonds are wickedly cheap compared to stocks. So he's pushing bonds, okay? I don't know if I
agree. What did you just say about Biden replacing the dollar? What?
This is what's on. That was on Yahoo Finance. Okay.
What in the world?
Yeah.
That's concerning. I don't know about you, but that bothers me.
All right. I'm reading an article here. This is – so, folks, let me know if this resonates. This is from MarketWatch. It says, she never explained anything. I'm a senior citizen, and I lost $100,000 in the stock market this year. Okay? And that's one of the articles that's going – you know, that's out there. And it's trending. Mohammed, oh, this is interesting. Mohammed L. Aryan says stagflation is coming. Steve, can we start, like, do we need to, like, write this stuff down?
I think he's been listening to our show.
I think he listens to the show without a doubt. He's like, you know, he's like 25 times higher than our intellect as far as the stuff that he knows. And, he says stagflation is coming. So he's saying protect your accounts. He says the 70s are coming. This is as of yesterday, I think. The 70s are coming back in a big way. And while that's not so bad in fashion or music, it's safe to say that no one really wants that 70s economy back. That was a decade that brought stagflation, a nasty mix of high inflation, increasing unemployment, stagnant job growth. Economists had long sought that combo impossible, but the economic mismanagement of the Carter administration proved them wrong. At least one top economist, Mohammed L. Aryan from Allianz, sees a stagflationary period on the way in the form of a global economic crash that few nations will escape unharmed. Now, Steve, guess what? He was talking about other things last month. 2 months ago. And guess what? We were the ones that started using the term stagflation before he did. I think we should write him a letter and tell him he needs to sharpen his pencil a little bit more. What do you think?
I think we should just write him a letter and say thanks for listening to the show and validating our opinions.
Well, you know, I did meet him, so I have to be nice. The guy's brilliant. He's really brilliant. And so he talks about how lower U.S. growth and a late Fed forced to raise 75 basis points for a record third consecutive time are consistent with global stagflationary tendencies. Wouldn't surprise me to see further growth revisions. So it's a situation. Here we go again, Steve. It's a situation that calls for defensive moves by investors with an emphasis on ensuring an income stream that will provide some protection from inflation. In the world of equities, at a recipe for dividend stocks. Here's the problem with what he's saying on dividend stocks. What happened to dividend stocks in 2008? Okay, they stopped paying dividends. All right, so here's what I want to tell our listeners. And folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. You can email us at info@mymoneyissafe.com. All right, you can ask for our team. We can meet with you in Seneca. And by the way, we're doing a workshop. And you talked about it earlier. We've got over 75 people at a couple of the workshops, and we've got another 25 on the waiting list, Steve. And people are concerned, and this is an opportunity to help folks. So, folks, I am thinking of doing some things last minute because people are really concerned, and I think the next few weeks are crucial. So I may advertise something on the radio about this to offer our clients to come to a couple of the workshops. All right. So what was I saying? I think I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about dividends and.
Okay. Yes. Here's the danger right now. Let's say somebody's moved in their 401k and they stuck it in the market. All right. So they're with the same financial advisor that held their 401k. So let's say they moved it with Fidelity and they worked at BMW and they moved it with Fidelity or they worked at Duke and so forth. Nothing against these companies. I'm just using this as an example. And they're worried because they've seen their accounts go down and they're heavily in bonds. They need to give us a call. We can show them an alternative where they could at least hedge their bet in something that has a reasonable rate of return. Adds money into their account immediately. Folks, it's not too late. You're not locked into that strategy. Give us a call at 1-800-440-434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Close us out this segment, Steve, please.
I just want to encourage our listeners, or even if you're a new listener, go back and check our track record. I know we do a lot of doom and gloom stuff, but go back and check our track record. We have been incredibly accurate, and we still are incredibly accurate. Tune in for the next segment, and we'll close this show off.
Attention, listeners. This is Greg Elliott of the Prosperity Group. Are you concerned with the fact the market's lost nearly 35%? Have you seen your 401k go down, your IRA go down? Let me show you how you can add double or triple digits to your account day one, which could help make up the loss, but also create a guaranteed type of income that can increase and create a pension-like income for you and your spouse that you can't outlive. Call me at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneysafe.com. I really want to thank you for tuning into the Prosperity Hour, where we were talking about the need for guaranteed income generators. Folks, we do this every weekend, and we talk to you and share with you. I believe you need to be very defensive with what lies ahead. Give us a call. Let us help you. Any of our team can help you. I'm involved with it. Steve's involved with it. Dan, Tammy, Patty. We can help you. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Welcome back, folks. This is Greg Elliott of the Prosperity Group, and we are talking to you today about the need for guaranteed income generators. I really believe it's very, very important that people do this. And what I want to tell people is this. Right now, if we're correct and the market takes a big dive, there's a lot of people that are going to be hurt. They're going to be very hurt with their accounts. They need to take a stand, make a decision to protect their accounts. And I believe it's crucial. If they don't do it, then they're looking at going backwards in their retirement account. I mean, if you look at what's going on, let's look at this right now. Like I was saying in the last segment, Steve, you've got somebody that's got their money. They move it into the market. They're doing the same strategy they did in their 401k, and the market is down. If I'm just looking at things from a logical basis, why would I do that right now? Why would I do that? And then what they'll do is their broker will tell them, well, we need to park 90% of it in bonds right now, or we'll do a retirement window 2025, 2026 to fit your retirement window, and we're going to do a mix of stocks and bonds. This is what I call the lemming strategy. It's the lemming strategy, and that's what burned so many people in 2008. Steve, when you get a chance, would you put the chart in so we can look at 2008 and talk about it? And folks, we record usually the show on Wednesdays, unless we're out of town. We were out of town last week, but we record the show on Wednesdays, and we do charts, and we show events, and Steve also, maybe the book. We're going to talk about the book, the No Compromise Retirement Plan, the New Rules of Retirement Plan. We met with a client the other day. He had quite a large 401k. We moved the money into it, but we're establishing the tax-free strategy, which is using what I call our defunding strategy. So, folks, if you want to learn about defunding your 401k in the proper way, give us a call. If you want to learn how to create a pension-like income you can't outlive, if you want to learn how to create an inflation-friendly increasing income, we can help with all of these strategies. The book is showing up. I did the foreword on the book. It's written by Marty Ruby and Becky Swansburg. And it's the No Compromise Retirement Plan. It's a very quick read. And it says, overcoming the compromises in your IRA to live a more secure retirement. So these are definitely things that we can do to help you protect your money. So right now you've got money in the market. You stick it, you roll it from your 401k. You don't do anything defensive. I'm just amazed. Why would I take my money and use this lemming mentality that could cause me to lose 10, 20, 30%? So let's say I retired in July. I haven't made any money. So, okay. So Steve, you're posting the chart. There's 2008. Now, Steve, if you look across there, when did the client catch up with what they lost?
It took them until, 2014.
Yeah. 2013-14, right?
2014.
Yeah, about 5 years. Five years. So let's look at the scenario. I've got a 401k. I roll it into the market. But I want to, so let's say I'm 64 years old. I want to retire at 64. I'm going to start taking income at 66, 67 because I'm getting severance pay. And we talked about some of the weaknesses of taking severance, you know, your exit strategies, what they can do to your Medicare right now. Right now, Medicare is being priced through the roof. The behind the scenes cost of Medicare is $700 a month. So Bernie, Medicare for all is not the answer either, because who can afford $8,400 a year? I know who can. The Politburo can, Bernie. So, I went to Vermont, and I was walking through town, and I posted it, and I saw the sign for Bernie's Beans. And do you know what happens if you eat too many beans, Steve? Bernie's plan will blow up.
Yeah. Don't strike a match.
Yeah, it's like those cartoons, you know. You can't show those cartoons anymore. You remember the cartoons we watched? Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Marvin the Martian, all these people. We couldn't play these cartoons anymore.
No, I know. They'd be offensive. Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, yep.
Yeah. But the cartoons they play now aren't offensive at all.
And I will be very careful in what I say, but I don't know if you've seen, there's a latest movie from a very large conglomerate that is supposed to be cute and funny about the this little girl that's actually the Antichrist. It's supposed to be cute and funny and sweet, and I'm not sure how that is funny and sweet and cute. But it's definitely different than Yosemite Sam and, you know, Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner. I mean, we don't have that kind of stuff anymore.
Well, I said this before. I said it's been weird, and it continues to get weirder. And aren't we always prepared by Hollywood as to what's lying ahead?
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe there's some truth with this cartoon. Yeah. Maybe that's around the corner. Who knows?
Hey, I just a quick thing. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but you know, one of the final things for the Book of Revelation, and I'll be real quick because I know we need to wrap up the show. But you know, the Jews to build a temple on the Temple Mount, the last thing they need is actually a pure red heifer, and they will when they have that, because there's only been 10 or there's only been 9 in history, and the 10th one, that will be the one that they slaughter on the Temple Mount to sanctify the beginning of the building of the temple. 5 pure red heifers were shipped to Israel this past week, I believe, and they haven't been certified. There will only be one that will be certified, but boy, folks, your redemption draw now. You better be paying attention, because this is prophecy playing out right in front of us.
Steve, they are making plans to start the rebuilding of the third temple.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so they're starting, and we are watching history unfold. My plea to all of our listeners, I'm not saying this to cause doom and gloom. I'm saying we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared financially. We need to be prepared spiritually. If you don't know Christ, you need to know him right now. Yes. It says that people will die out of fear when things go. And you know, yeah, it could be another 1,000 years. It could be, you know, we don't know. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now that just seems to be hitting a pinnacle.
Yep.
And the amount of evil that's out there is unreal. So I just want to challenge our listeners on the show, our listeners on Facebook, to pray for the USA. Pray for the world. Pray for the nations. Pray for Ukraine. Pray for Russia, China. Pray for these leaders and pray that God touches their heart right now. Because we are watching our economy being dismantled piece by piece.
Yep.
Karl Marx said that the way this country would be hurt was from within. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting when you look at this. You know, we got to pay attention to history, what's going on. We really need to. And I'm going to challenge our listeners. I'm going to make another prediction, and I'm not going to go in great detail, but watch the skies in the next few weeks. Watch the skies. Watch, I would say within the next year, I'm expecting a major announcement that will change life on Earth as we know it. I won't elaborate on it right now, but I'm actually starting a ministry channel on YouTube for our ministry, which is Remnant Church Ministries, because I think that there are things that are extremely important. Obviously, money's important, but there's things that are more important than money. And it's our the salvation of our soul and to protect ourselves that way. So it just seems like everything is hitting a pinnacle right now. It's a point. It's like the wave is at the crest. And so either like, I used to surf a lot. So either I'm going to jump over the wave, I'm going to go under the wave, or I'm going to get thrown over by the wave. Don't allow yourself to get thrown over by the wave. All right. One of our clients on Facebook commented, he says, we're on the Titanic and the iceberg is in sight. And he says, you can't watch the Three Stooges anymore. And that's true.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I don't think I heard you say it, but the other option is ride the wave. You know, if you catch the wave right, you can ride it. And I think in this world, you know, I think our listeners, okay, our listeners, for the most part, I feel like are people that have worked very hard to get where they are. And they're go-getters. They're people that don't sit around. They really fight and they're always busy and they're trying to do the right thing and they're trying to, you know, take care of themselves in retirement. Now is the time, you know, the Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. Now's the time to be still for a minute and obviously know your creator, know God. Take time to do some spiritual inventory, but take time to do some financial inventory as well. This is the time, both spiritually and monetarily. This is the time when you need to insulate yourself, protect your family, and do the right thing by pausing for just a minute. It's super, super important.
Well, you're absolutely right. You absolutely are right, Steve. We need to pause and we need to pay attention to what's going. So, you know, we've got a little bit of time left on the show right here, folks. Let me kind of bring it in. Right now, we can put you into an account that will add double digits to your account. And I believe that's big right now. Double digits to triple digits, depending on the timeline. We can show you a tax-free strategy where we can actually get a bank that will add 3 times into your retirement strategy on a potentially tax-free basis. I mean, this is big, so you need to understand that these are opportunities we can help you with. Our team is available in Greenville, in Seneca, in Spartanburg. Steve, you've got some seminars we're doing in Spartanburg. We've got two. They're really full right now. So give us a call, 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. So, Steve, a couple of things, and I'll sign this off, but any closing comments on your end?
Well, I don't want to beat the dead horse, but our track record is especially your track record, Greg, is impeccable. And I just want people to listen and pause, because we've been dead on, and we're not wrong on this, folks. We're not. So take time.
Yeah. Remember, listen to our previous show about lemmings. You don't want to fall over the cliff. God bless you, folks. We'll see you next week. This is Greg Elliott of the Prosperity Group.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.